What is your name and what is your role at the Special Olympics?
My name is Fylkir. I am from Iceland and I'm a coach on this tournament.
Kim, how long have you been involved in the Special Olympics?
My first competition was in 1995, so it's 31 years now.
What does this work mean to you personally?
Personally, it gives me great pleasure to be able to see these moments, these happy moments the athletes get when they get to these games. It means very a lot to them and they are absolutely thrilled to have this opportunity. So it means a lot to me as well.
How do you support the athletes in the daily life and in sports?
Me personally, am not very much involved in the daily lives, but in the sports, in the trainings, we always try to give them good feedback, and motivate them, tell them to do their best, and most importantly, enjoy it, have fun.
What kind of development do you see in the practice sense?
What kind of development?
Yes.
We see them grow, of course. We see them when they come to their first practice. Maybe they're a little shy, a little held back. But with each and every training or exercise, we get them slowly to get more involved, and we see them grow, really grow, and see them become part of the group, get new friendships, as the time goes by, they're on a very good position, in a very good position in the group, so to speak.
What makes a Special Olympics special?
I would say the atmosphere in these tournaments. Everybody is friends. Even though they're competing against each other, it's just one group of friends. And everybody is happy, everybody is smiling. Of course, there's a competition, and some of them are more competitive than others, but in general, one group of happy friends. That's a very special, I would say.
Okay. What challenges do you face in your work?
In my work with them in the training, it's, I would say, the most important thing is that they enjoy themselves. They have fun every time they get to a practice session. It should be fun. They should be happy when they leave. But of course, we try to make them a better players as well. But I would say the most important thing is to enjoy it. That's the most important thing.
What has been particularly touching What has been a particularly touching moment for you?
I would say in these tournaments, Special Olympic tournaments that I've attended, it's to see the happiness when they achieve something they maybe thought they couldn't. We've seen tears of happiness from athletes that are doing better than they thought they could. And these moments are very special and it's very nice to see.
What do you wish for the future in the Special Olympics?
I wish that this organization continues to grow, continues to give more people with disability the opportunity to compete, and a venue of togetherness. I'm not sure it's the right word, or this atmosphere where everybody is friends and everybody's happy and everybody is enjoying themselves.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Yeah, you're welcome.